This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Bolivia's leader, Luis Arce, says the general accused of leading the failed coup wanted to take over as president. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
La intención era tomar el gobierno.
In an interview with the Associated Press, the embattled leader denied claims he set up the coup himself to gain political points and added that the government was investigating if the attack was organized by the country's political opposition.
¿Qué es lo que se está investigando?
Images from Bolivia shocked the world on June 26 as armed troops stormed the government palace in La Paz. Arrests have already been made. In the capital, police held a presentation of a number of detained soldiers accused of staging the coup. Authorities say around 200 military officers took part. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A weapons expert has told the UN his organization has irrefutably established missile debris in Ukraine is North Korean. AP correspondent Bed Thomas reports.
The UN Security Council has been presented with evidence of North Korean missiles being used in Ukraine.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, executive director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Left says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, VOA News.